The main concept behind the training is to make the friends of victims more suited to defuse sexually threatening situations for women. UB psychology professor Jennifer Reed says getting someone to intervene on someone else's behalf to help them prevent sexual assault depends a lot on their sense of personal responsibility.
Again and again, this is what studies were finding, and I think that this was one of the things that made us think it's really friends who, more than anyone else, who's going to have in these social contexts that sense of responsibility and relationship to one another that I think is going to be helpful in intervening to prevent sexual assault.
Reed says many women already are working out systems to protect one another, but many believe they lack the knowledge and skills to intervene.
They're working out systems to keep track of one another at a party, to make sure somebody doesn't drink too much, to kind of keep an eye on the signals of, you know, whether their friend is enjoying the attention of somebody or not, whether somebody is getting a little too close. That friends really are ideally poised to notice those things.
Right now, it's just female friends, although that could change in the future if the study proves to be successful.
We felt like it changed the dynamic a little bit when you're talking about a male and a female friend, because, again, one of the things that we learned from our focus groups is that one of the ways that women rely, and importantly so, on their male friends is for physical protection.
The research, which is funded by the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, will also address the role intoxication plays in preventing sexual assault intervention. 1 in 5 women will experience unwanted sexual contact while attending college. Almost half of those assaults involve alcohol and occur in social settings. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.